ha brishusay the yavu akoyim. Luchuri is still brishus aviha.
The Rebbe says what? We checked him out here whether he's stay Cyrus or not. Then he said like this, if I'm a godol, I'll be bishul atzmi. Ha brishusa diav koyim. The Torah is learned like this, v'yamai, ha brishusa diav koyim. Means like this, v'yafilu have a godol, even if he would be a godol. The kasav kodad ha'av min the Gemara is like this, the godol ani means, Hainu godol inyan denidroi neder. That was like this. That Rebbe says, up until the son is bar mitzvah with two sires, the father has the rule over his son, the father can make his nazirus for his son. Now, this son said, don't check me out. If I'm still a katan, I'll be because of my father. And if I'm a godol, I'll do it because of myself. So the halacha meaner is, what did he mean to say if he's a godol? He meant to say, if I'm a godol, means if I'm only 12 years old. That Namal, a kid, is 12 years old, he can start making his own Nedarim already. That's the first time a son can make your own Nedarim or your own Naziris when you're 12 years old. Whether it's Mediraisa, whether it's Mediraabonin, but that's the Loch of Mufla Samach Liish. That when you become 12 years old, that's the first time you can start making your Neder. So the Havamina was, is what Rabbi Chanina said is, that even if it's not because of my father, I'll do it because of myself right now. So even though I'm only 12 years old, I'll make my own Naziris right now. That's what he meant to say. So Kashra, that doesn't come out good though. Because according to Reb Yossi, that says that up until the son is mamish bar mitzvah. Wait, according to Rebbe, that says that up until your son is mamish a gadol, until he's 13 with two sires, the father has the shliter over him, the father can make Naziris for son or not. So what did this kid mean to say in Chanina? That if he's 12 years old, he'll do it by his own. He can't do it by his own. Because according to Rebbe, up until your mamish bar mitzvah was stay Cyrus, your father has the shliter over you. As in the Havamina was here, all he meant to say is that if I'm a godo means, if I'm 12 years old, that I could do it by my own din, I'll do it by myself. This the Gemara Sakasha, no. Habrishusa diavu akoyim. He's still in his father's reshusto, according to Rebbe. Because Rebbe says, up until by mitzvah, the father has the right over him. So was Elu, what he meant to say is like this, the Yomar. Aho bishvil abo, aho bishvil atzmi, enechanami. What he meant to say is just that not that I'll do it myself, but just meant to say is Elu, im kotanani sherishus ov yolov, hainu ad avoish te sirus, enechanami. The Lashon HaMashma so much like this. Moses just tells us what Rabbi Chanina meant to say is like this. That if I'm not bar mitzvah yet, if I'm still a kotem mitzad adin, then it's because of my father. But if I'm a godel means, if I'm bar mitzvah already, if I take a half shtei siris already, then take a do it machmas atzmi. But it's not really talking bar mitzvah, it's talking shtei siris. That's why he had to be checked out. Like a bar mitzvah, Mestam Lizicha know how old he was. But that's not enough. He has to have two siris, two hairs there. So you have to check out if he had two hairs or not. So that's what he meant to say. Don't have to bother checking me out. But if I don't have the two hairs, then I'll be because of my father. But if I do, then I'll be because of myself. So that was the mindset. That's what he says here. Elo, el diyoma, aho bishvil abu, aho bishvil atzmi. Iyai si shtei Cyrus mikora, koyim in aziris elei. If he already had shtei Cyrus from before, so his father didn't mean anything, then he's doing it because of himself. Well, if so, if koyim in aziris yavua, and if the stay Cyrus first came later, then he's doing it because of his father. The question is, v'yaisi b'mitziya mai. What's going to be the locha? He started Naziris now because of his father. And 20 days later, he gets his own Cyrus. So what's the locha now? Does he have to finish off his father's Naziris or not? The father made him into a Nazir 20 days before he got two Cyrus. And in the middle of the Naziris now, he becomes a godly, he has two Cyrus. What's the locha? V'yaisi b'mitziya mai. So Nichol Rabbi Yosef Yudah Yamat Shigilo and his Nedarim, then there's no problem.
Because our Tosis speaks out, like even on the Tzad to say he is already 12 years old. Like if the father started to make the Neder before he was 12 years old, so the father was mad him to be a Nazir. Even if you want to say in between he becomes 12 years old, but Tosis speaks out, so what? That since like Midi Yiraisa were going now, this son cannot make his own Nazirus. It's only Allah that Mufla Samach Liish, that after he's 12 years old, then if he makes his own Naziris, we avoid it, we see if it's good or not. But I call upon him, when the father's Naziris started before, then for sure it's not Saisir, it does not go away, even though he became 12 years old. So was 12 years old still midiraisa, like he's not as man to make his own nedarim. So he's still really under the shlita of the father. So if the father first made him into a nazir, and then in between of his 30 days he became 12 years old, for sure would not stop, he could just continue finishing off those 30 days. But the question is, Ella le Rebbe, the Yama Achiyavi Shtei Sairos, Rebbe holds no the shayla is he, if he's a godel or not. Is he 13 with two Sairos? Then the father has no more shlita over him. So, Maik Lameima, what can you say then? In other words, in a case where the father was Makabel, made his son to be a Nazir, 20 days before he brought two Sairos. And then he brought his two Sairos. So, comes down the middle of the Nazirus now, like the father's shlita goes off him. The father has no power over him. So, Hura, the father's ned like falls away. So, what do we do in such a case like this? It's a shayla if he is a Nazir. If he's not a Nazir, can he bring the Kabonos or not? So Gemara says, Anachnami, Amri, we're going to have to say the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Lekka Takanto, there's no way out here in this doubt, Adiyoyev Dilei V'yosev Yavuha, that we have to give him the time for himself and the time for his father. And Tosis learns the Pshat is, where the Orach Mishos Girsa should be is, Pirish Shetzorach Sheyamten Yobichanino Samech Yoim. He has to wait now 60 days. After his father made the Naziris for him, because he has to remain a Nazir for 60 days. And then first he could take a second and bring his Kabonis, because then Mamonashach is Yates Naziris. Either like the first 30 days he was a Nazir before he had Shtei Sairos, so then his Yates the Naziris because his father. Or else even if you want to say in between the first 30 days he brought his Shtei Sairos, that he was not a Nazir because of his father's Naziris, but I call upon him, he was Makabel his own Naziris. So if you wait 60 days, for sure, out of these 60, 30 days, was either because of his father, or either because of himself, therefore at the end of this, he could bring his own Kabbonis, he could be Mashlim his own Naziris. Alright, we'll stop here.
You hold that Lamed Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ha'ish megaleach al naziras aviv. There's a case that the son, the lashon is, could take a haircut because of his father, which really means he could use his father's kabbonis. We'll see in the Gemara if the father left over money, and the father did not need it for his naziras, so then the son takes over, and the son could use it for his naziras. So that's called ha'ish megaleach al naziras aviv, means that a son could bring the kabbonis of his father's. But v'yeno isha megaleches al naziras aviha. If a father was a nazir, and then she, the daughter, became a nazir, she cannot use the money that was set aside for her father's karbonis. And that's part of the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. We'll see in the Gemara. Even in a case where she would yashin her father, even that case, still she can't use it. We'll see. Ketzad, what's the case talking about? Mi shehoya aviv nazir. The case where the father was first a nazir. And the father set aside money, and he said, Stam, this money should be set aside for my karbonis of my naziris. He didn't say how much for which carbon. That's called Stam. A general, he set aside the money generally for the naziris. Omeis, and then the father died. Now v'yom maharenin nazir al-manas, shagaleach al-moyis abba. Now the son, after the father died, now the son first says he wants to become a nazir, and he makes the condition, amenas, shagaleach al moyes abba, that I want to become a nazir, that I should be able to use the money that my father had set aside for his kabbonis. I want to use that money for my kabbonis. So Poshto Tanakhama says, this is called the good case. This is called the case that a son can be megaleach al naziras al moyes aviv. On this, the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Yosi says no. Hare elu yiplu l'nadova. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this is not the case that the son could use his father's money, but in such a case, so poshut in the way our gears in the Mishnah is, in such a case when the father died, the son was not a nazir yet. So Rabbi Yossi holds, if so, when the father dies, his money now goes straight l'nadova. It's called moyestumim, that we had before, that Allah l'mashim Sinai is, that the money goes over to nadovis, to bring oilus on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yossi holds, Harei Elu Yiflu Nadova, and Ein Zeh Megaleach on the Zeres Aviv. This is not the case that a son could use his father's money for his Naziris. Because in such a case, when the father died, that the son was not a Nazir yet, the money goes on the Nadova. But Rabbi Yossi holds, Ein Zehu Shemegaleach on the Zeres Aviv, Where is the case that Rabbi Yossi holds that a son could use his father's money for his nazirus? Where is the case? Like this, Mishayahu v'Aviv nazirim. Rabbi Yossi holds, we're talking about that they were both nazirim at the same time. The father was mekabel to be a nazir, and then right away, when the father's still alive, the son was mekabel to become a nazir. So both of them were nazirim. Now the hifrish aviv mayestumim l'nazirosov. Now the father sets aside money stam, general money. He doesn't say clearly how much for which carbon. Just this money for me by should be for my kabbonis nazirosov. So the lacher is umeis. Now if the father dies, since the son is already a nazir, and he made a tanai the son that he only wanted to become a nazir if he could use his father's money, so this is the case that Rabbi Yossi holds, Zeu shem galeach ha-nazirus aviv. This is the case that the son could use his father's money. That's the way we have the girs over here. So the kitzur, the Tanakama holds that it's only if when the father died, the son was not a nazir yet. The son first became a nazir after the father died. That's when the son could use his father's money. And Rabbi Yossi says just the opposite, that if the father died first and then the son became a nazir, that money goes straight to the nedava. Where is the case that the son could use his father's money? Rabbi Yossi holds, if first they were both nazirim. So the son was a nazir when the father was still alive, when he was a nazir. Then if the father dies, then we say that money could go for his own kabbonis. It's worse of like this. My timer, what's the reason? So first of all, the shalu is my timer. How come an isha, like the right choices in the bottom, an isha megaleach ha-moyes avia? How come the isha says that the daughter cannot use her father's money for kabbonis? Why not? My timer. So where it says, Amar Rabbi Yechinon halachi benozir. That's part of the halacha l'mashim Sinai. But it's halacha that only a son could use it, and not the daughter. For at Gemara Pshita, like what do we have to have halacha l'mashim Sinai for? Pshita, a daughter cannot use her father's money. Because Maila Memra, the Ben Yerush Esoviv, Vaslai, like Pshita, when the father dies, who yashes the father? The sons. The daughters get nothing midiraisa. Says, so Pshita, the daughter cannot use her father's money for her kabonis. Because it doesn't go to her, it goes over to the son. So Chur Pshita, that the daughter cannot, like, use her father's money for her kabonis. So Gemara says, yes, Lo Tzericha de Lesle El Abbas. I tell you, the Chiddushes we're talking about where the father only has a daughter. In such a case, Mal de Taima, Yorshin Jemira Lo, I would have thought this said that the halacha of our Mishnah, why a son could use his father's money, is Talin Yerusha, since the son yashins his father, therefore he could use his father's money. So the same thing should apply when they only have a daughter, if the father only has a daughter. So when the father dies, that the daughter yashins the father's money. I would have thought to say now the daughter could use that money for kabbonis.